me, it kind of looks like a zipper or a railroad track or a spine. So it's sort of like just imagine someone massaging your chakra system or your spine. So there's like a push and pull. It's so interesting. When I had done these spiritual purification practices, it was like, you would just sort of do this with the lotus flower, and there was this like exhale inhale. So it just reminds me of that energetically, but it's like, it's just sort of like running up and down the scales of our spine. So they're reminding us that we're ascending. They're reminding us that we're moving in consciousness at a very rapid transfer of faith. The reason we want to remember transfer of faith is we're the first to go. In other words, we and everyone else, other beings out there that are agreeing on their entitlement, that are agreeing on their wholeness. But all of us in the collective we that are first to go, we're migrating rapidly. And so because there aren't 10,000 masters walking around in form, for us to understand what this looks like, it's sort of like the first to go have more of a difficulty, if you will, because we don't exactly understand what it is we're doing. So the more that you can consent to your I am presence, to your higher self, to your divine relevance, to your Christ self, we're consenting to what is exploring us. I know that sounds very strange, but we want to remember that in truth, we're not limited. We're not limited by the body. We're not limited by the mind. This has all been a dream of limitation, of fear, of the belief in separateness. And so what we're doing is we're changing our minds. So changing our minds, it's sort of like, you hand in your current money currency. So I'm just looking at someone like pulling out a couple of coins and maybe a dollar out of their pocket. And so it's sort of like, here's the loose change. Here's what I've been grasping onto. Here's what I've been holding onto with great control. I release it. There you go. And so when I go, there you go, it's sort of like splashdown. And so instead of living in poverty, instead of living in fighting, shoving, manipulating, struggling, they're showing me that beautiful card that we have where it says spiritual strength, where there's a monk in front, and then behind the monk is this amazing halo. It's amazing strength. So when I'm running up and down everyone's spine, when I'm just going like this, there's a transfer of a current. So all these chakras that were like trying to hit the high note, trying to welcome, trying to access, we're already illuminated. So now back to our higher self, I forget the words they used, but it's sort of like coming to say hello. Excuse me. What I have is like a splashdown. And anyone that's in my generation, I grew up watching I Dream of Jeannie. And so there was like a splashdown or something of that capsule of having gone to the moon. So that's what I'm looking at. It's sort of like a splashdown of true relevance. So true relevance is we're not struggling, we're not trying, we're not climbing, we're consenting. So the consenting is just think of like our currency, and there's all this speculation of will we have the same financial systems, what will happen. So we want to remember that everything in the outer is an outpicturing of our own loveliness, of our own attentiveness, of our own attraction. So we're releasing personal consciousness. This is what I have, and I struggle to keep it. I hold it very tightly. So splash, I'm releasing it, and then splash down is we're coming into our very access. We're coming into our very consent. We're coming to our very observatory. we're coming into our true nature. So from our true nature, it's like handing in $1.56 and being bequeathed, being offered $100,000. So it's like they're giving us that strong an example so that we can understand that we're releasing personal consciousness and we're evolving quickly. So that evolving quickly, it's just like stretching your arms out and imagine a robe just coming over you gently. So it's, in other words, it doesn't have to be a struggle at all. But we have to release our personal, they're saying personal attention. So that is that we see things from our personhood rather than our divine knowing, our divine witnessing, our divine resolution of bliss, because that is the consciousness, that's the 5D, that's the new association that they're saying struggling to come home, and the only reason it's struggling to come home is we won't let it in. So it's here. It's like I have all these goodies, but no one will open the door for me. So just imagine just how silly that is. Santa Claus coming through the chimney, but you know, no one's like willing to like open it up and let him slide down. It's sort of like all these resources, all this grand excitement, all this grand union is like here, just sort of like surfing around the earth, waiting for ones to notice. So when I said waiting for ones to notice, we all each suddenly became a pyramid. And so that apex, that pinnacle of divine transmission. Now when we say that pinnacle of divine transmission, that transmission is equating to that energy that I've got running up and down everyone's spine, running up and down everyone's chakra system. So that's what you're noticing. That's what you're allowing. That's what you're permitting to present. So they're just showing me this like priest of Atlantis. And he's basically saying, I've got your back. So I've got your backing. I've got your full chakra system in order, already set up, already activated, already in sync, already alive, already established. So as we allow ourselves to transfer our identity from personal consciousness to that union of true existence where we already are our I Am presence, we already are one with our divinity, we already have all the healing, all that we need to create our new loveliness, to create our new association, to create our new life on earth, we'll stop trembling. The trembling is we're following that lower mind that just keeps repeating what's been programmed into it. It's very important that we start, it's very important that we start traveling first. So traveling first is you're no longer following an old way of conducting, seeing, perceiving, and you're arriving at yourself with extreme assurance, meaning that higher witness, that higher knowing. It's sort of like whenever we each feel our best, we're connecting to our divine self just for a moment, and then we drop down. The reason we drop down is we're still identifying with our misery. We're still identifying with the lower consciousness. So this is our time for full speed ahead. So when they're saying full speed ahead, I was hanging out in the water with that space capsule, and now, oh God, it's like a James Bond speedboat or Miami Vice speedboat, like super fast. Super, super, super fast. So we want to realize that there's like a new game changer. There's a new consciousness. There's a new accelerated gifting. Accelerated gifting is I see through my beloved's eyes. I see through my united awareness. I see through like beyond dualism. I see my better half. So everyone's looking for their twin flame. It's your Christ self is who you're looking for. So we receive that. We honor that. We establish that. We adjust to that. So when I say adjust to that, I'm back to everyone's spine. I'm back to everyone's chakra system, because this is where we're going abroad. So going abroad is permitting you to go beyond. We want to remember, when we think of God, it's really our God self. There's no God out there scoring, keeping points, whatever it is we think it's doing. It's really us. So we're allowing ourselves full permission to receive that God excellence. So that God excellence already has it all solved. Whatever you have going on that it's like, oh, what do I do? What do I do? You let go and you let God, because you allow your God self, that's getting stronger and stronger still, that wants to be perceived, that wants to be experienced, that wants to be acknowledged. And this is where we're already in charge. So allow yourself that gift of self-mastery. Self-mastery is, I'm no longer identified with the lower mind. I'm aligning with my divine mind. Self-mastery is, I already know how to fix, like every engagement, every sense of brokenness, whatever it is, because we're not fixing it in the old courtesy. We're fixing it in consciousness and realizing it exists without the brokenness at all. So allow yourselves to receive this heavenly treasure. To receive the heavenly treasure, you need to receive yourself in your innocence. If you think that you don't deserve, you're in penance, you've sinned, you're in time out, you need to be disciplined. If anything, where you're cast astray, so all the arguments you have towards self, all the frustrations you have towards self, all you got to do is drop it. All you got to do is let it go. The ego's going to argue with you. The mind's going to say, that simply can't be. I need to make up for the karma for the next 10 years. No, you don't. You really don't, unless you think you do. Because as you will establish grace, as you will establish that Christ certainty, that true knowing will attend to all evils. And the evils being that the aspects of who we believed we were when we lost our divine knowing. And so this is where it's like everybody's welcome back, as you will welcome yourself back. If you're still holding yourself hostage, you're going to have an argument with every injustice. When you receive yourself in heavenly notion, heavenly bliss, and heavenly assurance, and heavenly devotional excess, there is no more judgment. There is no more pain. There is no more lack. There's just ever-flowing supply. So allow yourselves to travel there. Allow yourselves to be acquainted with your divine knowing at last. Allow yourselves to have that heavenly smile, meaning, I already am that I am. I am that I am. I am the divine in form. And allow every cell, give full permission for all of your DNA to be activated, to be awakened, to be unified in your new understanding of self. This is the road that is traveling. This is the path that we're extending for all others to see. All the false illusion that's creating all kinds of pain is simply because they have an absence of their halo. So as we will join with love inside, all of life is asserted, offered, extended in a well-justified possession. receive, receive, receive. Extend to all that have forgotten their truth. And notice if you have any judgment about that. And if you do, go inside and just wash that away. Because the judgment we hold for others is the judgment we abide by. That's the lens that we're shifting. We're opening our heart into an awakened bliss. Oh my goodness, when I said opening our heart, the flowering in the heart is just unreal. Literally unreal. So it's really beautiful. So allow it to be easy, a gentle return to heaven on earth. And so it is.